Afternoon Train Wreck with Kevin Key and Tom Robin.
Give me my theme music!
Minute past 3 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon. Clouds, maybe a tad bit of rain downtown. Definitely getting chillier as we're brought to you by 7-West Tap House.
Yeah, those falling temperatures throughout the rest of the day today, and there's a 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms for about the next hour or so. Otherwise, breezy and falling temps. 30 degrees for an overnight low tonight and a high of 46 tomorrow. Back up close to 60 on Thursday with sunshine. Twin Cities at 58. It's 49 in Hayward, 46 on the range. 37 if you're by the water in Duluth, or at least out at Sky Harbor Airport. And Duluth International Airport, not much warmer at 40 degrees with cloudy skies.
You want to compare sick notes?
If you want to. What's there to convince? It sounds like I was unaware, but it sounds like everybody's had this thing here in this building.
Yeah, I think Bruce is battling it. I think I had the worst of it over the weekend. Scott had it about a week ago. I think Briggs said someone over there was out. So
yeah.
I think I'm on the tail end of it.
Yeah, I'd say I probably am too. Mostly Sunday and Monday were the
hard
days for me. Whatever. I mean, it was just gross yesterday.
How so?
Well, I'm not going to tell you how, but, you know.
It was so gross.
A lot of gunk, you know.
Couldn't make it to work.
There's still a lot of that today.
Couldn't bring the grossness into the office.
No.
I didn't have too much of that. It was just there, you know, and it was annoying.
That's what it was like on Friday and Saturday for me. But then Sunday, took a turn for the worse, I guess.
Yeah. But
kind of sucks because Sunday was a really nice day, you know, and you want
it was.
So was Monday for that matter, and you want to get out and do something, you know.
Then I got rest and Dayquil and Advil and Faith and whatever else, so I think I sound better listening to myself right now.
Yeah,
still not 100%, but
yeah, well, you know. Got a job to do.
Yeah.
This has been the whining of the train wreck.
Is that what somebody texted?
No, I just said okay. That. It's kind of what it is.
Okay, well, here we are on Tuesday, and we still have money to give away. How about
what?
That? Yeah. $2,995. We're going to try to give that away here later on this afternoon. I'm speaking of the secret sound. Of course, what you need to do is get on 95kqds.com, and we've got everybody's wrong guess right there in the sound. You can hear it for yourself right there, and we'll play coming up here in just a bit. Also playing, we're going to do Tom Superior Street Trivia. That'll come up around 5:45 tonight.
I just saw one. I might be using it.
There.
See if anything else comes around, but I think it's a question-worthy event.
4-pack tickets to Dublin Irish Brew Pub stand-up comedy. We'll hand out those this afternoon. We'll get to trending Northern News Now headlines here at 3:50. Adam Lawrence, you'll lay out the forecast at 4:30. We'll see what's on TV tonight. And, of course, 10 train wreck tidbits. It is 3:05. We're being brought to you by 7-West Tap House, Black Rose KQ. Classic Rock KQ, Petty. 3:16, the afternoon train wreck is being brought to you by 7-West Tap House.
Cloudy, windy on the Iron Range where it's 47 degrees. It's windy and 37 by the water in Duluth, 39 up on the hill. Cloudy skies, 39 in Two Harbors. Moose Lake right now, overcast and 50 degrees.
Secret Sound is coming up in about 10 minutes. You're going to want to get on 95kqds.com. And you know what to do, the sound, the incorrect guesses. We're going to play at 3:30 for $2,995.
This happened just minutes ago.
We have some very exciting news to tell you about.
I want to know what happened.
Did you hear the big news?
What's happening?
Everyone, tell me what's happening.
I know what's happening out there.
Now trending on the 20s on the Afternoon Train Wreck.
Trending brought to you by Joel Brecken, your farmer's insurance agent. Story on Northern News Now says a Rock Ridge High School student behind bars after accused of threatening to shoot other students. Elijah Kane, who is 19, of Eveleth, is charged with three felonies, including making threats of violence. According to court documents, Kane allegedly made the threats while eating lunch at school, which is located in Virginia, on the 3rd of April. Student witnesses say that he was upset about not getting what he wanted for lunch. Eventually, Kane allegedly said he was going to buy a gun and shoot people at school. Witnesses reported the comments to school staff. Officers later responded to his home, where they say he originally denied the accusations, then said he wasn't actually serious about those threats. He's being held at the St. Louis County Jail, and a judge set his bail at $750,000. He's expected to be in court 29th of April.
Does it say what they were having for lunch that day?
It doesn't say. No,
don't say. Might want to avoid that from here on out.
Yeah. Democratic State Senator Nicole Mitchell charged with first-degree burglary today, after a day after she was arrested at a home in Detroit Lakes. Charges are alleging that Mitchell broke into the home of her stepmother amid an ongoing dispute over possessions that belonged to the senator's late father, as well as his ashes. Mitchell made her initial appearance in Becker County District Court late this morning, where a judge granted a release from jail if she abides by conditions having no contact with the victim and not leaving the state without written court approval. Sounds like the classic daughter doesn't get along with
stepmom,
and it's always kind of a
stepmom's sad. Stepmom's going to treat it as a robbery because that's what it was.
Can't people just get along, right?
No, of course not.
Land of 10,000 lakes and the land of sky blue waters is known in this state. So I don't know if you saw this or maybe you even mentioned it yesterday, but Park Point Beach on Lake Superior is named one of the 25 best beaches in the United States.
What?
Boasting the world's longest freshwater sandbar.
Cargill Point?
it's not called that yet. And all these other beaches in San Diego and in Florida and Hawaii, of course.
And Cargill Point gets it.
It's not Cargill Point. And this out of Santa Monica, California. They've got nice beaches there. A man under arrest after allegedly setting up a shopping cart as a barbecue to cook meat using a sword as a skewer.
And that's illegal. Why?
It was in public, I think.
Well, yeah. You're not going to cook with a sword and not have people watch.
Cart was filled with burning wood, which the man tried to stoke by pouring beer onto the flames. I don't think that...
That probably wouldn't
it's
work.
It's got to be a really strong beer.
But we were awesome up to that point. Oh, there we go.
Sorry. He faces misdemeanor charges for allegedly stealing the shopping cart, reckless burning of an open flame in public, and also resisting arrest.
Oh, well.
Says he won't likely face charges for the weapon, the sword. The skewer.
Man, we should do that live sometime.
Why not? What's illegal about that?
We could get the permits and everything. All we need is a sword, which I'm going to buy one of these days anyway.
That actually sounds like a brilliant idea, honestly.
I think that'd be great, man. We could serve some stuff up.
He did steal the shopping cart.
Well...
So.
What do you get for that?
Well, I mean, that's illegal, too.
It is.
Especially
when
you're going to put a bunch of burning wood in it.
Well, that part I don't have a problem with. We can get a shopping cart.
It wasn't his shopping cart.
Well, maybe he was going to take it back.
Must it be one of those plastic ones.
See, I mean, in theory, this works.
Right. Anyway, that's what's trending.
It's 321 on the train wreck.
KQ.
The Afternoon Train Wreck.
Kevin!
Classic Rock. KQ.
Leave the radio soft and low. It's your favorite midnight DJ. Wait a minute, don't touch the dial. Let me send you some sounds of love,
a little while.
Forgot to mention earlier, of course, Cherie with the Humane Society of Douglas County is going to join us here in about 15 minutes to talk about the train wreck tail wagger of the week, who was just adopted moments ago. And so we have a new one. We're going to have to get that updated on the Facebook page, but I'm still going to have to ask her about the one that got adopted because I don't quite grasp the name. It was a cat whose name was Hai Chu.
Okay.
At least I think that's how it rolls out. H-I space C-H-E-W.
Yeah, that's what I would have said. I saw it. It was a handsome cat.
Well, someone got him or her.
Okay.
You know, Hai Chu was a male. So is it a variation like an Asian name? Or is it not even, is it Hai Chu? Or is it?
Yeah, good question. These are all very good questions.
Our new train wreck tail wagger is Mystery, who is a beautiful gray. If I ever got another cat, boy, I love that color on a cat.
Okay.
A gunmetal gray.
I haven't seen the picture of it yet.
Yeah.
So
that's coming up, but I just need to learn the mystery behind Hai Chu. But we're very happy he has a new home. Speaking of being home, Timberwolves, 6:30. TNT tonight, Phoenix Suns.
The 6:30 pregame gets underway at 7 tonight.
Of course, we lead that series big.
No,
one to nothing.
Before we get to the Timberwolves, a number of people have just told you what Hai Chu is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different texts.
Okay.
Hai Chu is a taffy-like candy.
Is
remember
a what?
Those? Taffy candy? Remember those? Hai Chus?
I do not.
Yeah, I remember them, and I forgot about it, but yeah, that's what
that's
they
what
are.
They were called, were Hai Chus.
Yeah, like Hai, and then C-H-E-W.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hai Chu is a candy.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of taffy-ish.
I was never a taffy guy, but I don't remember those. Well,
but we digress. Timberwolves.
Yep.
I hope they play like they played on Saturday.
Yeah, let's play like that every game the rest of the season.
That was spectacular.
Yeah.
But Ant was quick to point out, that's game one.
That's
a seven-game series.
I don't think Suns are just
a lot of
either.
Experts are saying this could go seven games.
Yeah, Suns aren't. Well, they got us. Let's just quit. No, I don't think they're going to do that.
No.
So.
No, the Suns are, you know, they're loaded, at least top-heavy anyway. They got stars on that team.
And then Bucks and Pacers later on this evening as well.
Yep.
And then the Twins are tonight, correct? Or are they this afternoon?
6 o'clock tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
So gonna be busy down there.
Or 6:30 or something like that.
Gonna be busy down around the targets.
Yeah, I wonder which game they'll go more to.
Well, we know what holds more. I can tell you which one I'd rather go to.
It will be busy though, because they both park in the same ramp. And
yeah.
So
damn.
Yeah.
All right. Hai Chu.
Yeah, it's candy.
724-7625, 724 Rock, caller number 9, 330 round, Secret Sound, that is coming next. It's Green's KQ.
The Progressive Secret Sound on KQ.
And now it's time for another exciting episode of Jill from Twig. Starring?
Joel?
Jill from Twig.
Okay, that's what I thought. Is he there, actually? I haven't heard him from him yet.
It's Jill, not Joe.
Oh, Jill. Sorry. Jill. I thought you said Joe. My eyes are, or my ears are a little plugged here. I mean, is Jill there?
We have yet to even hear from Jill. Yes. This is a boring episode. Oh, there's Jill. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I relax, Jill. How are things in Twig, like I need to ask?
Well, I'm missing the sun right now. It was out this morning, but now it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, seeing the scene. What's that?
How are you guys doing?
Oh, thank you for asking. Doing very well. We're on the tail end of
colds.
of a cold that most of the people that work here have had. And
yeah.
We're doing very well, Jill. Thank you.
Good.
Jill, have you ever played the Secret Sound before?
No, I haven't.
Ooh, Jill from Twig. Huh?
Not ever, Jill.
No, but I listen to it.
Okay.
Well, Twig's a big town, you know. I mean, there's lots of people trying to call. And
it's true.
Oh, it's not a big town.
I always stop.
Yeah, I always tell people I live in the twigs.
Yeah. Okay, Joe. Well, you understand how this works. It's sitting at $2,995. You could do a lot with that in a town like Twig. And what we're going to do is going to play the sound, and we just want you to tell us what it is. It's easy, and we give you the money.
Okay.
All right. For Jill and Twig, here it is, the secret sound on KQ. Jill, what's the secret sound?
I think what I hear is when you go through those bank drive-thrus, like the vacuum tube, pneumatic.
Sure.
Where it sucks up that little thing. Yeah. That's what I think it is.
Just, yeah, bank drive-thru tube, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
All right. Let's get that to the judges. And bang, Jill is in the game here. That's all she's got to do is win it. Jill and Twig, bank drive-thru tube. $2,995. Jill, what would you do with that?
Well, I would go shopping at a liquor store and use a cart, and a big cart.
Okay.
Might have to use two.
Okay.
I mean, depending on what you buy, I guess, but... Big cart, the liquor store, Jill from Twig.
That's right.
$2,995, bank drive-through tube.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Well, Jill, just get like a shopping basket and go anyway. What are you going to do?
Oh, I will.
Okay. Thanks, Jill.
Very much. Have a good day.
You
Thank
too.
You, Jill. You too.
Jill from the Mighty Twig. Bank drive-thru tube is incorrect. It's at 95kqds.com. Of course, Secret Sound is brought to you by Harley-Davidson Sports Center. And what one of the things I bring you is each and every incorrect guess. You can find them right on our website. And you can find the sound right there, too. You can give it a listen. And we're going to play more Secret Sound brought to you by Harley-Davidson Sports Center.
Tom Robick.
Once during the war, I visited a prostitute, and my life has been a living hell ever since.
The Afternoon train wreck. It's time for this week's train wreck tail wag with the Humane Society of Douglas County. Brought to you by A Place for Fido on KQ.
Sheree joins us now. I do have our all new train wreck tail wagger up on the Facebook page, so we can go there and check it out. First up, the guy that got adopted, his name was Hi Chu.
Yes.
And that is, in fact, after candy.
Yes.
See, I had no idea.
Someone suggested it was a different meaning here.
Well,
they said that, actually, if they get another cat, they could name it Gazoontite.
But no,
like a chew and a sneeze from Robin Hood Men in Tights,
yeah.
See, again, I didn't know if it was like an Asian variation or it had some special meaning.
It's candy. I remember it now.
I don't remember that
it's
stuff.
It's like a taffy, I think.
But Hi Chu.
Yep.
Okay. And Hi Chu's got a home.
Yes, Hi Chu went home today, so we're super excited.
Okay.
And we've replaced him with a cat who I love his name. It's Mystery.
With an I. We'll forgive him for that, but anyway.
Yeah, I was kind of confused about the eye as well, but that's okay.
What color exactly?
So he's like a really neat gray, like silver color.
I love that color.
Yeah, it's so pretty. Like, yeah, he's just a very, very chill, handsome cat.
And he's only a year old.
Yes, he's only one, so he's nice and young. And you know what's kind of fun about Mystery is that he is already really chill. Like, he loves to lounge and relax and would be perfectly happy sitting on your lap watching TV.
Okay, what kind of house would he do well in?
Well, so far, there's no restrictions that we know of with him, which is pretty great. He's all vaccinated and microchipped and neutered and ready to go, so... And he's just really relaxed. We haven't noticed any reactivity with other cats in the shelter, so he might just be that calm with everybody.
Okay, well, this guy's a no-brainer, so that's one cat in the past few minutes. Let's do another one, Mystery with an I, and that's at the KQ Facebook page right now. So if anyone wants to come over and pay him a visit, what should they do?
The best thing to do is give us a call and get pre-approved to adopt. And our number is 715-398- 6784. And if you get pre-approved, we can do that right over the phone. Then when you come in and meet Mystery or any of the other available pets, it's a much faster process to get them home and start living with them.
All right. Again, Mystery is at the KQ Facebook page. Sheree, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Humane Society Douglas County, Trainwreck Tailwagger, brought to you by A Place for Fido. All right, on the way, we're going to talk to the wolf. Now it's Johnny Lang at KQ. That's the Croc KQ Fleetwood Mac, 351, the afternoon train wreck. Kevin Key, Tom Robick. Past hour brought to you by Seven West Tap House.
Remainder of the afternoon, the low 40s and upper 30s that we're seeing right now. In some places, even cooler than that. And then partly cloudy, 30 for an overnight low. Looks like mid to 40s tomorrow with sunshine. Twin Cities at 60, 41 in Hayward, 47 on the range. It is 39 degrees by the water in Duluth, 39 degrees at Duluth International Airport.
Wolf.
The local news guy?
Dan Wolf.
Mr. Channel 6.
And now, Dan Wolf on the train wreck.
So a few questions regarding this superheroes ball.
Yeah. Wait, I'm not familiar with this. What's that?
One, where was it? Two, why weren't you dressed up? And three, why wasn't I invited?
Okay, well, I'll go through these. One, it was at the Pike Lake Event Center there at the Pike Lake Golf and Beach Club. Beautiful spot.
Okay.
And they did a really nice job putting this on. I feel like I should say this is an event for kids.
Oh,
parents,
of
bring
course.
Your kids. And
boring.
You know, they dress up as superheroes. And they learn how to be superheroes, all of that sort of thing. So there's your answer to question number one.
Okay.
As for number two, I thought.
Or were you dressed up?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
And I thought for sure, if I do dress up, because I thought about it, if I do dress up, I'm going to be the only parent there who's dressed up looking like a total tool. And it turns out I did look like a total tool.
Because everybody else was dressed up.
Everybody else dressed up. And it even occurred to me to bring one with to change into just in case.
What were you going
to
be?
And I opted not to. I was thinking about Spider-Man.
Oh, you could pull that off.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I couldn't.
So, and then the reason you weren't invited, I don't have a good reason.
I'm just impressed you remembered all three questions.
Yeah.
It's very good. Very good journalistic abilities demonstrated there.
Spider-Man. Oh, Spider-Wolf.
Do you actually have a Spider-Man outfit?
I've got a shirt.
Oh. Okay.
So it probably wouldn't have been good enough, but it would have been better than what I wore, which was just a regular civilian clothing. Well,
Newsman, a new hero for our age. And your daughter.
Yeah, you could have gone as Mr. Channel 6.
Miss Newsman.
That would have been a
so
good idea.
So many missed opportunities.
Yeah.
And your daughter was who?
She was Batgirl.
Okay.
And right. She rocked it. And it was a really cool event. This was, I believe, the ninth year they've done it there. And essentially, so the real, she was excited because the real Spider-Man came out, as she put it.
No.
And
why was I not there?
To channel their superpowers and then use them for good. And so she learned some pretty sweet superhero moves. And then when the DJ came in and started playing superhero music,
what?
The kids just absolutely took over the dance floor. And there was some partying going on.
I miss everything cool. You ever notice that?
Well, that anyway. Because it's meant for kids, Kevin.
I know, but still, Spider-Man.
Yeah. So I'll let you know next year when we're going if you want to join and dress up and all that stuff.
But you went with Batgirl, huh?
I went with Batgirl.
Okay,
and,
that's cool.
She even got her face painted there. And
really?
She got her own like bat balloon kind of thing, and it was a really good time. She
awesome.
Had a lot of fun.
Okay, what's in news besides all that?
Yeah. Some of what we're following here today: a Rock Ridge high schooler is behind bars tonight, accused of threatening to shoot other students. 19-year-old Elijah Keene is charged with three felonies, including making threats of violence. This happened a few weeks ago. This was April 3rd. We're just learning of it. According to court documents, Keene made the threats during lunch inside that school up in Virginia. Students say he was upset about not getting what he wanted for lunch. Eventually, he allegedly said he was going to go buy a gun and shoot at people at the school. And officers later went to his home. He originally denied the accusations, then apparently admitted to them, saying he wasn't serious about it, though. He's in the St. Louis County Jail tonight. Judge set bail at $750,000. They're not messing around with this. He's going to be back in court next week. So we've heard from a couple of parents at the school who say they didn't hear about this incident until about 9 days after it happened. So we're hearing from some of them sharing their concerns about this. And also, there was a terrible crash last night, northbound Highway 53 near Ugstad Road, closed northbound Highway 53. This was about around 11 last night. We're just getting some new information right now from Hermantown Police about exactly what happened with that crash, the severity of injuries. I'm just learning about it right now, so we're going to have more on that coming up at 5 o'clock as well, guys.
Regarding the situation at the school, is this something, do we know he vocalized out loud in the lunchroom, or was he just telling people and word spread? And
he did, yes. So apparently he told some witness, there were witnesses, a group of girls at the school, I believe, that reported that he said that he was going to go buy a gun and then shoot people at the school.
Okay.
And so they then went to authorities, and authorities took care of it. And
good deal.
The 19-year-old is behind bars still tonight.
All right. Okay, we'll see you at 5, 6, and 10.
All right, we'll see you then, guys.
All right, it's Dan Wolf with Northern News Now and 357 on the train wreck. Classic Rock KQ, Skynyrd, 419. The afternoon train wreck's being brought to you by Arrowhead Auto Body.
48 on the range, 38 in Hayward, 60 in the Twin Cities. It's 38 degrees at Duluth International Airport.
Jim from North Star Heating and Cooling is on the phone. Jim, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, just wanted to talk today about kind of the big thing this month. I don't know what's going on, but we're getting a lot of calls for boilers.
Okay.
One of the most common ones that we're doing nowadays is called a combination boiler, and that's capable of heating your house and can replace your hot water heater and do it all in one unit. This thing just hangs on the wall, gains you a bunch of square footage in your basement. Kind of a big thing that we see is that our people are remodeling their basements. They want to put a bathroom down there and they need some space. Best way to do that is get rid of your fuel oil tank and your oil boiler. Put in one of these natural gas or LP gas combination boilers, and you'll gain all that floor space and can make your bathroom bigger, and you're getting high efficiency heating system and high efficiency for heating your domestic water.
Sounds like a no-brainer. Well, if people want to do some investigating, they want to learn more, what should they do?
It's best to call us for a free estimate or consultation. Call us directly at 218-628-9276. Or look up some information on the web, northstarservices.com.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim at North Star Heating and Cooling.
North Star, North Star, North Star Heating and Cooling.
What is going on?
Tell me everything!
Here's what's trending on the train wreck.
Trending is brought to you by North Star Heating and Cooling. Remember the Feeding Our Future case,
Yeah.
Well, the very first criminal trial of the federal Feeding Our Future case underway in Minneapolis. There's more than a dozen potential jurors questioned yesterday in the high-profile meal fraud case. No jurors were seated. Seven defendants charged with wire fraud and money laundering. Among other charges, they are accused of serving little or no food and using the federal program's money to buy lakeside homes, luxury cars, expensive trips, et cetera, et cetera. This trial.
But weren't there like 90 people or something like this?
A number of them have already pleaded guilty. So there wasn't a trial. They just fessed up. But the ones that did not, the trial could last to 6 weeks for each of them. There are three NBA playoff games on tap. Most notably, Phoenix Suns will take on the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 2 of their series. The Wolves beat the Suns in Game 1 by 25 points. Anthony Edwards was just spectacular with 33 points. Timberwolves have that 1-0 series lead. Then the Indiana Pacers will take on the Milwaukee Bucks for Game 2. Bucks lead that series 1-0. And the Dallas Mavericks will look to avoid going down 2-0 against the Clippers in Los Angeles, Game 2 of their series. There's this story coming out of Let's see, what part of Europe? Derbyshire, England.
Okay.
9-year-old winner of a European seagull imitating contest. Has an original story worthy of the whole Marvel hero thing. He wore a seagull costume, and then he shows off his skills right up there on stage. Remember, he's 9 years old.
Okay.
Seagull.
Okay. Well, taking part in life.
People are booing there. Was there booing going on?
Yeah, it does sound like they weren't really.
What's that all about?
They weren't very appreciative of his talent.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, so did I.
The boy says his name is Cooper Wallace.
Cooper Wallace.
A.K.A. Seagull Boy.
Seagull Boy.
He took up the art of gull screeching after being nipped by a seagull during a trip to the beach. Says, though, he has a deep respect for seagulls, his imitation is more tribute than mockery.
Apparently the crowd didn't take it that way.
He said, my school friends thought it was annoying at first, but not now.
Oh, yeah, it'll take him far.
So anyway, he was actually pecked at the beach after putting out for everyone to see his sister's French fries.
That's always a good move.
That'll do it every time. There used to be a Burger King in Canal Park, and that was...
Don't tease me.
There used to be. I mean, you know.
But, now he just does that, and... Crowd didn't feel the...
See, I mean, he's got his whole life in front of him, too.
To do that forever. There he goes.
Yep.
He's set.
That's what's trending.
It is 4:24 in the train.
Weather is go at this time.
Dragon copy, go weather.
It's Adam Lorch with Northern News Now weather on the train wreck.
Adam Lorch brought to you by Papa Clyde's Barbecue Sauce. Grab some. They're available locally. 4 fantastic flavors. You can get all the information you need at papaclydes.com. Kind of got cold pretty quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, we saw like a 15-degree drop in temperatures in just like an hour or two.
Oof.
Did I see right that there's a frost advisory warning wherever southern part of the state?
Nice.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
People starting their gardens early, and just got to be aware that it still gets cold at night.
You know that you know darn well down there they probably have. I mean, probably.
Why wouldn't they? It's been 80 degrees here and there.
You're still not supposed to put them in the ground this early because this kind of thing can happen.
Yeah.
Even there. So.
Wish them the best of luck.
Yes.
Not at this point.
Best of luck, Dad.
Well, what are we looking at? Yeah. Is he doing potatoes?
No, potatoes will be fine, but some of the other stuff he put in the ground, it probably won't be.
Okay. All right, well, what are we looking at here next couple days then?
Well, it will be kind of cold tonight. We are looking at a lot of 20s for lows this evening, maybe even some teens inland and in some low-lying areas. So get ready to maybe grab a jacket tomorrow morning, but should warm up pretty quick throughout the day tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. High of 47 degrees. We'll be a little bit warmer away from Lake Superior. And then 57 for a high on Thursday with mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. And again, a bit of a southeast wind, so temperatures down here in Canal Park and up the North Shore will remain a bit cooler, but just inland, even some mid-60s will be possible. And then our next big system arrives later in the day on Friday, it looks like. Timing might change a little bit on that, but it looks like we're going to be seeing rain move in sometime late afternoon or evening on Friday, lasting through Saturday on and off, through Sunday on and off, and even into Monday on and off. So quite a bit of rain on the way there. And I'll take a closer look at what I expect here with a couple of systems moving in for the weekend at 5, 6, and 10 tonight.
All right, we will see you on the
Wild Card. Wild Card.
Sorry about that. That just kind of happens sometimes. So. All right, we'll see you on this evening.
All right, talk to you guys later.
All right. Adam Lorch, Northern News Now, and it is 4:35 on the train wreck.
Secret Sound on KQ.
And so as it turns out, we're doing the wild card. And we would like to welcome John from Carlton.
Yo, John.
Carl and I for the wild card. John, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Things going well in Carlton here this afternoon?
Oh, yeah. Kind of quiet.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. What are you up to?
Just chilling out, relaxing.
Chilling out. Okay. Well, like I said, you heard the wild card go off. You were caller number 9, and you are now going to step up and attempt to walk away with $2,995. How does that sound to you?
That would be awesome.
All right, so the way it works is we play the sound, you tell us what it is, we give you the money.
Yep.
All right.
Pretty simple, right?
John's down with it. Here we go.
Yeah. All right.
For John and Carlton, the secret sound on KQ. All right, John, we'll give you a moment there to formulate. Now you can tell us exactly what is the secret sound.
Carbonating water with a soda stream machine.
Okay, one more time.
Carbonating water.
Terminating water?
Carbonating.
Carbonated. They said terminating.
With a soda machine. Right?
Soda stream.
Yeah.
Carbonating water with soda stream. All right. Okay. Maybe that's it. We're going to find out. $2,995. Right. But, that's a repeat. What are you going to do?
Oh.
It happens.
Yeah, what can we say?
What can you do?
All right.
But... got to keep up with things at 95kqds.com. John, thanks for playing.
It doesn't slow you down from chilling in Carlton, John, though. That's free.
Well, what could? All right. Thank you, John. So that's a repeat, huh? Okay. Well, it's now up at 95kqds.com, repeat or not. And you can go on there and check it out. Secret Sound is brought to you by Harley-Davidson Sports Center, but we're not done. That was only the wild card. 5:30 is less than an hour away, and we're going to give you one more chance at it. So before that, as again, here's a perfect example. Get on 95kqds.com, read those incorrect guesses, and we'll play at 5:30. Again, Secret Sound brought to you by Harley-Davidson Sports Center. All right, TV Tonight, that's on the way next. Now it's Semisonic KQ. Classic Rock KQ Semisonic, 4:45, the afternoon train wreck. The past hour brought to you by Arrowhead Auto Body.
Quick text.
Okay.
And this is from the texter. It's not from me, although I want to do the same thing. I want to wish a big happy birthday shout out to my wife, Casey Raykowski. I love you.
Casey Raykowski.
Casey Raykowski. So evidently it's Casey's birthday. So happy birthday. Let's see. Lots of people trying to hear the secret sound. But a lot of us can't hear it as well as you can. Plus, most of us have children and other things running in the house. You've got to turn up the volume on the secret sound, please.
Don't blame me that you had kids.
It's available online. And so if you've got access to the internet, you can hear it right there at 95kqds.com.
Yeah, or send the kids to the neighbors every day at, 7:30, 8:30.
We could do that, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the most practical route.
Text line is 218-724-ROCK, yes. if you were wondering. As far as temperatures go, 60 degrees in the Twin Cities, 37 Solon Springs, 46 Moose Lake, 36 Ashland, 38 degrees, patchy fog at Duluth International Airport.
TV Tonight.
Taylor Swift, who dropped a new double album. Tortured Poets Department. It's already making history. Spotify announced that the new album broke a record with 300 million streams in a single day. That's more streams than your uncle with the enlarged prostate.
It's time for TV Tonight on the Afternoon Trainwreck.
So again, T-Wolves Suns, pregame 6:30, TNT Game 2 tonight.
It's also on Bally's North, I believe, so you can watch it on TNT or get the homers on Bally's North, and they give a little different take, obviously, as they should. Anyway, that's the game tonight, and then later on the Milwaukee Bucks, Indiana Pacers, game 2 in that series.
Good news for fans of the Great American Baking Show. And you know who you are. You're the one that calls in sick so you can stay home all day and binge this, which people do for whatever reason. Roku is renewing it for season 3 and has ordered new seasonal specials for it. Great American Baking Show, hosted by Casey Wilson and Zach Cherry.
Well, what's special about it? I don't. What? What's
just
their,
bake,
what's
they bake
their shtick?
They bake stuff, and people are like obsessed with it.
Okay, but there are a lot of cooking shows on there,
know.
So this is
the Great American Baking Show Celebrity Holiday Special. We back for a third time with celebs competing for charity. The Great American Baking Show Big Game Special. Fan favorite athletes and celebrity football fans will hit the iconic tent to bake special treats for the Super Bowl. And the Great American Baking Show Sweet Summer Special. We'll have celebrities and comedians facing off to see who can make the best seasonal desserts. That's just some of what you have to look forward to in season 3.
Okay. Well, there's a lot going on there.
Apple TV Plus might be making another big play into the world of soccer. The tech giant already signed a 10-year deal for streaming rights to Major League Soccer. Now they're rumored to be close to getting worldwide rights to Club World Cup tournament that's set for 2025 here in the U.S. I didn't know that.
Why, you gonna watch now?
Probably not. But a lot of people do. At least that's what they say. Biggest sport in the world.
It's not the biggest sport in this country, though.
It's a deal worth $1 billion.
Okay. Netflix is going to live stream the Tom Brady roast. On the streaming platform, the greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady.
Mr. Perfect Pants is finally going to get his.
Will be held at 8 o'clock, well, actually 7 o'clock, May 5th, Los Angeles. Kevin Hart will host the show. We'll see an all-star lineup take aim at Tom Brady, the 7-time Super Bowl winner.
Think Belichick will get up there and knock everybody dead?
Well, we don't know who's all going to be there other than Kevin Hart and comedian Jeff Ross.
Okay.
Aside from that, we don't know who's showing up. I'm guessing they're probably going to get one of the Manning brothers. Because they're always in these things.
Now for the hilarious comedic hijinks of Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that would be something. He's going to wear that stupid sweatshirt.
Yep.
Torn off sleeves. May of 2020, they first announced this thing back in May of 2022, and they're finally doing it now, 2 years later. Does it take 2 years to throw a roast together?
Well, you got to get that many people together, and you didn't know if he was going to be busy heading into training camp or what the hell he's going to be doing. Or...
You think Giselle will be there?
Ooh, maybe her and Bill will do like a Abbott and Costello who's on first bit.
Yikes.
Maybe the first wife will show up. God, this could be good.
Yeah. Maybe I will watch it.
Okay.
You going to watch The Independent Lens tonight?
Oh, I didn't know there was one, but I will.
An Alaska native family is blindsided when their son, the youngest ever to harpoon a whale for his village, is targeted by animal activists.
This sounds fantastic. I'm not getting Independent Lens, so it's going to be good. Is that a 9 o'clock?
That starts at 9 o'clock, hour and a half, right after the expressway with Dooley Hill, which is the very first of this series tonight.
Never heard of it.
Dooley Hill is the host, obviously. Three artists, a deaf dancer, gay mariachi, and cabaret troupe.
A gay mariachi, you say.
And cabaret troupe. Okay. Use their art to reclaim their narratives and change the perceptions of their communities. That's on at 8 o'clock, and then right after that, Independent Lens. Tonight on PBS.
Okay, well, we're going to find a way to watch some basketball, and we will definitely watch Independent Lens. But it's all going up against TMZ Presents Arnie and Sly. Rivals, friends, icons.
Oh, yeah.
7 o'clock, Fox.
All true. All true.
Every Gen Zer in the country will be like, who's
Ooh.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. What's this thing on ABC, the interrogation tapes?
That's that 2020 spinoff thing.
Okay,
remember?
Right. Season 1, Episode 5, a special edition of 2020, Mystery on the Hudson. The interrogation of an apparent accidental drowning victim's fiance leads a detective's path down a... What? Let me try this again. The interrogation of an apparent accidental drowning victim's fiance leads a detective down a path of trying to discover if something more sinister happened.
Okay.
And that's why it's on television, because something more sinister may have happened. We're not going to let that one go.
Let's see.
I guess True TV is also carrying Sons and
True TV?
Yep, True TV is. You ever watch that?
Well, hell, you get that free off the antenna.
You do?
Yeah.
Live?
I think so.
Or is it some sort of...
It's what Court TV used to be.
Okay, well...
They're carrying the Timberwolves?
That's what it says.
I don't think we're set here for the evening. Do got to finish the first season finale of Shogun. First season? I didn't think it was a seasonal thing, but I'm halfway through it.
Okay. I've got 2 episodes done of The Gentleman. Okay. This is a show you need to watch, Kevin.
All right, well, let me finish out Shogun.
It's organized crime, and it's high society in England, and it's...
all those things that just scream me.
It's violent and...
Well, you got me there. But.
And it's good. I mean, it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
Good soundtrack. You can enjoy it.
Let's see. So, Shogun.
It's Guy Ritchie, too. You know, I mean, he's the one.
Well, I can really take or leave, but.
Okay, I think you'd like this one. I think you'd take this one.
All right.
Yeah.
So, there's lots of different options tonight. Timberwolves, Sly and Arnold, Independent Lens.
Well, those are all on at the same time.
That's a party. Well. Yeah.
Late night lineup on the train wreck.
TV Tonight is brought to you by Shelton Pizza. Grab yourself a delicious frozen Shelton Pizza on the way home tonight. Get a bunch for the game. Have a bunch of people over. Wherever you stop, they don't carry Shelton Pizza. Even if it's the 100th time, you ask them why.
Ronnie Chang and Jordan Klepper will be co-hosting Comedy Central the remainder of the week. Both those guys on Comedy Central. Stephanie Kelton is the guest.
Strike one.
Watch What Happens Live in Bravo. Janet Caperna.
Strike one.
Allie Luber.
Strike two.
Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC's a rerun. After Midnight CBS with Drew Carey. Thomas Lennon. He's an author, comedian guy.
Okay.
And Weird Al Yankovic.
That's it?
On After Midnight.
Into deep left. We will never have a home run on that show again, so savor this. First and only time this will ever happen.
You're not wrong either.
You heard history here tonight, folks.
Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS is a rerun. Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon is a rerun. Jimmy Kimmel live on ABC with Ernest. That's a country star.
Just Ernest?
Ernest. That's it, yeah. Gabriel Iglesias.
Comedian.
Wanda Sykes.
So I guess we got to hit another one.
Into deep left center for Mitchell. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Your late night lineup.
It is 4:56 on the train wreck.
2024 to skip.
Classic Rock KQ Twisted Sister. It's 5:17. Sun out. Afternoon drive at 5. Brought to us by RJ's Sport and Cycle.
It's going to be a cold evening tonight. 30 for an overnight low. Looks like sunny mid-40s tomorrow. Sunny and upper 50s by Thursday. Right now in Hibbing, 48. Twin Cities, 60. 38 in Hayward. Duluth International Airport. With fog and mist at Duluth International Airport. It looks like sunshine to me here. This is up at the airport, up on the hill, 39 degrees.
Trending in a moment. First up, Segrin's Power Sports Sales and Service has an exciting new announcement. They are now the proud carriers of Massimo off-road vehicles, built tough for the real world. There's fun for all ages at Segrin's Power Sports Sales and Service. With Massimo's UTVs, ATVs, motorcycles, EV units, mini bikes, and go-karts, Massimo combines USA assembly, trail-proven design, and an industry-leading standard equipment package to give you maximum fun for maximum value without breaking the bank. Shop with Segrin's Power Sports Sales and Service for in-house financing rates as low as 0%, courtesy of Octane Financial. Experience the toughest, most affordable off-road vehicles in the industry today for yourself. Stop in to test drive the new Massimo line today. Seagren's Power Sport Sales and Service offers the most competitive prices in the area. They will match or beat anyone within 60 miles. They're located at 820 11th Street, just a short drive up the expressway to Two Harbors. That's Seagren's Power Sport Sales and Service, the largest everything store on the North Shore.
Here's what's trending on the train wreck.
Trending on the 20s, brought to you by North Star Heating and Cooling.
North Star, North Star, North Star Heating and Cooling.
The story from northernnewsnow.com, a Rock Ridge High School student behind bars after being accused of threatening to shoot other students. Elijah Keene, 19 years old of Eveleth, Minnesota, charged with three felonies, including making threats of violence. According to court documents, Keene allegedly made the threats while eating lunch at the school, which is located in Virginia, on the 3rd of April. Students' witnesses say he was upset about not getting what he wanted for lunch. Eventually, Keene allegedly said he was going to buy a gun and shoot people at school. Witnesses reported the comments to school staff. Officers later responded to his home, where they say he originally denied the accusations but then said he wasn't serious about those threats. He's now being held at the St. Louis County Jail, and a judge setting a hefty bail at $750,000. Another story that's been making the statewide news, a Minnesota state senator being charged for allegedly breaking into her estranged stepmother's home in Becker County to retrieve her deceased father's ashes. Nicole Mitchell's arrest could impact the Democrats' one-seat majority in the Minnesota Senate, potentially hindering their legislative agenda. Mitchell, who was a former meteorologist and Air National Guard lieutenant colonel, was allegedly found in the basement wearing all black clothing and a hat. Investigators say she told them that, clearly, I'm not good at this, end quote. Clearly not. Happy Earth Day to the lake sturgeon, which U.S. wildlife officials say is not endangered. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has declined a petition to list the prehistoric fish under the Endangered Species Act, which would have made it illegal to harvest them. Officials at the say that the sturgeon population has been rebounding thanks to restocking efforts in the Midwest. Sturgeon harvesting is illegal in 20 states. It's popular, though, in Wisconsin, Michigan, and here in Minnesota. And Sun Country. Now, stay with me on this one. The airline, Sun Country.
That's what I thought.
Now offering a 21-minute MSP to Eau Claire flight, according to Axios, who asked...
Okay.
On a recent flight, Axios reporter took the flight, a 186-seat plane, had 16 passengers on it. And the pilot said, this is full for us. Now, the reason they're doing this, it's a 21-minute flight.
Right.
From Eau Claire to the Twin Cities.
Which is, what, 2.5 hours driving? I don't think I've ever gone between Eau Claire.
No, it's maybe an hour.
Is that all it is?
An hour and a half, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. It'd be faster for you to drive than to go through all the junk at the airport.
I guess I never knew.
But the reason they do it is because they're trying to reach out to a lot of the different more rural areas, smaller areas, 100 airports around the country. Sun Country actually getting $6.5 million a year to fly to MSP from Eau Claire and three other cities because it's an opportunity for people to hop on that flight and then take a flight somewhere else.
Oh,
so it's basically a stopping point. So if you're in Eau Claire and you want to fly to, say, Fort Myers or something, you fly to the MSP, and then you fly to Fort Myers.
How much is it from Eau Claire to Twin Cities?
Let's see. Does not say, but, most of those other, smaller airports, you'll fly on a smaller plane. This flight is a 737. Flies from Eau Claire.
Reaches
about 7,000 feet. Okay. And that's most flights will get up near 35,000 feet.
Right.
Anyway, that's what's trending.
It's 5:22. We will check 10 train wreck tidbits next to KQ.
Enter, O seeker of knowledge.
And now, today's top 10 train wreck tidbits on KQ.
Facts cease to exist because they are ignored. Aldous Huxley. We don't ignore them here. We give them to you every day in the form of 10 Trainwreck Tidbits. Brought to you by L&M Fleet Supply.
L&M Fleet Supply with everything you need to get ready for the upcoming season, including riding mowers from Cub Cadet and Gravely. New clothing and footwear from your favorite brands, products to get your lawn and garden set up right. Cleaning products to give your vehicle the TLC it needs after the long winter. Plus a full selection of sporting goods for your next outdoor adventure. See all the deals in store at your local L&M Fleet Supply or visit them online at lmsupply.com.
Tidbit number one.
Only 11 U.S. states have just one area code. That'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it?
Seems like South Dakota's got one area
just
code.
Just one.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of convenient.
Yeah.
So why do you even need to dial an area code then, really? I mean,
well, if you're from out of state.
Well, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Tidbit number two.
Australian James Harrison has a singularly unique blood plasma composition that has been used to cure rhesus disease, a hemolytic disease that affects newborn babies. He has donated his blood plasma more than 1,000 times.
And he's like the only one on Earth, or what?
Seems like it.
That sounds like the Last of Us,
that's
doesn't
strange?
It?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's an outbreak of that, that guy's going to be awfully popular.
Well,
tidbit number three.
A survey, here we go, Tom. A survey reveals that 40% of men admit to playing up their cold and flu symptoms to get attention. Now let it be said, I have no one to play it up to. But both of us has been sick, so that's all I'm gonna say.
Trying not to do that. If I've seemed like I've done that, I'm
struggling to keep your composure. If I had anyone to play it up to, I might. But well, there's always you, I guess.
Tidbit number four.
In 2011, Chinese surgeons were able to remove the rusty 4-inch end of a broken blade from the skull of a man who claimed it had been stuck in there for 4 years. Remember this story? I remember in 2011. The man had been stabbed in the lower jaw by a thief 4 years previously, and the blade had snapped off, getting stuck in his head. They finally took the thing out.
Came home one day and said, you know, honey, I think it's time.
I'm having trouble sleeping.
I got vacation built up.
Tidbit number five.
Those that take cold showers for just 30 seconds a day take 29% fewer sick days.
How about that?
I'm still not.
How do they do a study on that? How do they know that?
I'm still not doing it.
How do they know that?
Tidbit number six.
I don't take sick days anyway.
The country of Iran carries out more gender change operations than any other country in the world.
Because they're so open-minded and...
It's crazy, isn't it? According to official statistics, Iran has somewhere between 15,000 and 20,000 transsexuals inhabiting it, although one official statistics placed that number at approximately 150,000. In the country of Iran...
I mean, again, I don't know much about Iran.
Enough!
I mean, I would assume...
This seems really not...
Do they define transgender surgery as beheading you, or?
I don't believe so.
Tidbit number seven.
Millions of women's swimsuits are purchased every year, but 62% of them will never be used.
Really?
And you know why? Because I look terrible in this.
Wow.
62%.
That's incredible. Pretty wasteful, too.
Tidbit number eight.
When people are struck by lightning, the mark that appears on their afflicted area afterward looks like an intricately detailed silhouette of a fern tree.
Really?
It's known as the lightning tree, sometimes a lightning flower. It occurs due to delicate capillaries rupturing beneath the skin from the shock of the electrical discharge.
I was hoping it'd be like a Harry Potter, like lightning bolt.
That's pretty cool, though. A little fern tree, though.
I'd rather have a lightning bolt.
Tidbit number 9.
In 1927, a telephone call from New York to London for the first 3 minutes cost
$1,500.
$75, today would probably be the equivalent of
$1,500.
Yeah. Wonder how many of those suckers they made.
Tidbit number 10.
Are you familiar with the household cleaner Silit Bang? It's a European household cleaner.
Silit?
Silit Bang.
They're like Windex?
Silit Bang was used to clean plutonium stains away in a defunct nuclear power plant in Scotland as it was being dismantled. Bang and the radiation is gone. That was their slogan.
Well, if it can clean that,
like
what else can it
Windex
do?
Taking Windex and wiping off the radiation off yourself.
What else can it clean?
I mean, that's pretty amazing. What's in it? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, the coffee table looks good. Who cares?
Radiation, but what are you putting in there, you know?
It's also good for dog pee. That is 10 Trainwreck Tidbits brought to you every day by L&M Fleet Supply. 724-7625 or 724-ROCK. Caller number 9, we're going to play one more round of The Secret Sound for $2,995. That's next. Caller 9, good luck. Benatar, KQ.
The Progressive Secret Sound on KQ.
All right, here we go. Last round of the day. Either someone gets it now or we cross the mythical $3,000 mark tomorrow. But
wow.
But first things first. Currently sits at $2,925, and Aaron in Duluth is going to take a swing at it.
What's going on, Aaron?
Not much. Just getting onto the side of the road.
Okay, well, be careful.
Yeah, be safe. You know, this is a game that causes a lot of emotion, and
can't give you the money if you're dead.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, Aaron, have you gone to 95kqds.com and done any homework?
Yes, actually. Well, my daughter's actually done most of
it. Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine. As long as some eyes are on it, that's the important thing. So, well, then you know how this works. We're going to play the sound, and we just want you or your daughter or whoever to tell us what it is, okay? All right, for Aaron, here is the secret sound at KQ. Aaron?
I've got two guesses, but...
Oh, well, we'd love to have them both, but we can't.
I know. Ah, gosh. All right, it's got to be going, like, car tires splashing through water.
Okay.
Car tires splashing through water. That original? I think it is.
No reason it can't be. It can't be it.
I think it is. Let's see. We've got deflating the tire, putting air in a tire. It's original. It's an original
guess.
Okay,
we're out of the gate then.
All right.
Car tire splashing through water isn't dead in the water. Not yet, anyway. $2,995, Aaron. If this is it, what are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to take my daughter on a vacation to the Caribbean.
Oh, very cool.
I love it.
Very cool. Well, we wait. It's the 5:30 round brought to you, of course, by Harley-Davidson Sports Center. Car tire splashing through water.
Just give it to me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, hang on. Judges, Aaron says just give him the money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's...
They didn't go for that either, Aaron. So what you can do, hang on to that second guess. Don't reveal it. And you can try again starting tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron should have gone with his second guess.
Perhaps.
Or perhaps not, right. Car tire splashing through water.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Bye, Felicia.
Okay, we'll get that to 95kqds.com. We are done for another day, and we cross the $3,000 threshold.
Whoa.
Starting tomorrow morning, so there you go. So tonight, 95kqds.com. Go, read, listen. And you can still win that money. And the Secret Sound is brought to you by Harley Davidson Sports Center. Classic Rock KQ Soul Asylum 549, the afternoon drive at 5, brought to you by RJ's Sport and Cycle.
It's 53 in the Twin Cities. It's 46 in Moose Lake. It's 37 in Solon Springs. On the range, mostly cloudy, 50 in Hibbing. Fog and 39 degrees at Duluth International Airport.
Tom's Superior Street Trivia on the train wreck.
Prepare to be mystified. Mystified.
Prepare to be perplexed.
Perplexed.
Can you crack the code?
Where we will ask you a question regarding some minute detail. Passing fancy. Sublime activity happening on Superior Street at some point this afternoon. You are the very first person to give us a call on our studio line at 724-7625 and answer the question correctly. You win. Don't go away empty-handed, though. You got yourself a gift card to Canal Park Brewery.
The blue Subaru Forester I saw waiting at the Superior Street light while on First Avenue East. And I was able to employ the KQ binoculars and notice on the passenger seat there were three whats. A purple what, a green what, and a red what. Three whats. I mean, they're all the same thing. Three of them, different colors, sitting there on the passenger seat. There was a purple, a green, and a red.
724-7625. Go to the phones. KQ, who's this?
John.
John, what were they?
Eggs.
Eggs? No. Not a purple egg, a green egg, and a red egg.
KQ, who's this?
Eric.
Eric, go ahead.
They're kickballs.
They're what?
Kickballs?
Kickballs?
Yeah.
No, not kickballs. It's an interesting answer.
What were the three colors again?
Purple, green, and red.
Okay, I think I have an idea. KQ, who's this?
Shelly.
Shelly, go ahead.
Candles?
Nope, not candles.
Hmm. KQ, who's this?
Taya.
Taya, go ahead.
Lighters?
Lighters is incorrect.
These have been solid guesses so far for the most part.
I'd say so, yeah.
KQ, who's this?
Harry.
Harry, go ahead.
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans is incorrect. Not a food.
Not a food. No,
there were
case.
Three whats, a purple, a green, and a red, sitting on the passenger seat of the blue Subaru Forester. Waiting at the stoplight.
I guess it's still
in
it.
Three of them were there, a purple, a green, and a red.
KQ, who's this?
This is Clyde.
Clyde, go ahead.
Gatorade bottles.
Not Gatorade bottles. Smaller than Gatorade. And again.
Not, I mean, food.
Yeah, but no. But yeah. Smaller than Gatorade bottles. Let's put it that way.
KQ, who's this?
Ducks.
What's your name? Yeah, that's what we thought. Okay, well. KQ, who's this?
Steve.
Steve, go ahead.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses is incorrect. Smaller than sunglasses.
Smaller than sunglasses. 724-7625. Playing for the Canal Park Brewery gift card. KQ, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, go ahead.
Are they markers?
Not markers. Smaller than markers.
That's a good guess.
Smaller than markers.
KQ, who's this?
Brian.
Brian, go ahead.
Pool balls.
Pool balls, no.
That was my
smaller than pool balls.
That was my first guess. That was my first one, but no, I have another one.
Blue Subaru Forester at the Superior Street light. Well, on First Avenue East, on the passenger seat, there were three whats, a purple, a green, and a red.
KQ, who's this?
John.
John, go ahead.
Marbles.
Marbles. No.
724-7625.
Lighter than a marble.
KQ, who's this?
Justin.
Justin, go ahead.
Lighters?
What was that?
Lighters?
Lighters. No, we had lighters. Somebody
guessed lighters. We had lighters.
Somebody guessed lighters already, but no, that's not it.
KQ, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, go ahead.
How about keys?
Not keys.
KQ, who's this?
Eddie.
Eddie, go ahead.
Crayons.
Not crayons.
Now, there goes my other guess.
He sings, I think, most of them. Of these things. Let me just say that here's a clue that you're not going to see coming. It means Brianna will get it right away. But I was given a gift that makes these things. And it was given to me by the Mannings. I was given a gift that makes these things. Yeah.
I can't say that. All right. KQ, who's this?
This is Clyde again.
Clyde, go ahead.
Lollipops?
No.
You got a lollipop maker?
No, again, it's not a food, so no.
KQ, who's this?
Kevin.
Kevin, go ahead.
Hair scrunchies?
You make hair scrunchies?
I don't. I think that'd be great. Is there a thing that makes hair scrunchies?
You were like doing
that
up.
The Mannings would think of me?
Doing up Wally's ears and stuff. 724-7625, playing for the Canal Park Brewery gift card.
Yeah.
We'll do this and we'll repeat the question. KQ, who's this?
Bunny.
What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, go ahead.
Golf keys.
What?
Golf. For
golf.
Golf tees.
No, not golf tees. No.
All right, let's repeat.
Yeah. Blue Subaru Forester, right? He's on Superior Street. Actually, he's on First Avenue East, waiting at the stoplight there. The passenger seat, there were three Whats, a purple, a green, and a red. They're light. They're colorful. And the Mannings have gifted me this tool that makes them. Makes them out of plastic things. You can make them. I think that they come in other material too, but I mean, they're really useful and they're really cool. And sometimes people collect them. Sometimes they will acquire them.
Okay.
At events.
724-7625. KQ, who's this?
Vicky.
Vicky, go ahead.
Bracelets.
What did she say?
Bracelets?
Bracelets, no. Why am I having a hard time hearing some of these?
KQ, who's this?
Hey, this is Dan from Proctor.
Dan, go ahead.
Pickleballs?
What?
Pickleballs?
Pickleballs.
No. You know, to make my own pickleballs?
He hasn't
no.
crossed that threshold yet, thank
no,
God.
I have not.
KQ, who's this?
Joanna.
Joanna, go ahead.
Dice.
Dice.
Not dice.
Boy, we have
sometimes you can acquire these things at an event.
See, I've got a couple things I could go with.
Sometimes they just end up...
We're going down the rabbit hole here.
No.
KQ, who's this?
Someone knows exactly what it is.
Sarah,
go ahead.
Sarah knows exactly what it is.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Buttons. Like...
No, not buttons.
Sarah, you had us there. KQ, buttons. Who's this?
Hi, it's Russ.
Russ, go ahead.
I know, it's guitar pick.
That's it, Russ, it's guitar pick.
And you've been homemaking guitar picks?
I've made a few.
Okay.
He gave it to me. He was my secret Santa, and he gave me this thing.
All right.
That you can just press it through.
You punch out credit cards.
Credit cards or anything, really.
Credit cards.
Yeah, and you can make a guitar pick out of them.
Oh, I thought you
said he gave you a machine that makes them. I knew what it was.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you were making credit cards in your basement.
No. It's a cool tool.
That'd be
a really cool gift, to be honest. It was a really great gift.
See, I was going to say balloons or...
Guitar picks.
Okay, all right.
In fact, what I didn't say is that they actually had a decal on the side of the Subaru. Also a guitar pick.
Okay.
I was going to go there, but I'm not sure how it would have helped anybody, so I didn't.
Oh, well, we got it.
Woo! Let's get down.
What'd you say your name was, sir?
Russ.
Well done, Russ.
And Russ, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Duluth.
There you go. You have won Tom's Superior Street Trivia. You've got yourself the gift card to Canal Park Brewery, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, hang on the line for us, Russ. There you go. Star picks.
Awesome.
Tom Superior Street Trivia. It might be tough. We'll
Someone texted in Marshmallow Machine.
Hey.
They said they make those. And I don't know. All
right. We'll try to squeeze another round of it in this week, but it might be tough anyway. It is 5:59 on the train wreck. Classic Rock KQ Journey. 6:29, the afternoon train wreck on this Tuesday night.
Clouds in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul area with 55 degrees right now. Moose Lake's at 41. Solon Springs has got 34, 36 right now. Two Harbors, 35.
There it was. I haven't sneezed a lot. I have a few times, but sneezing hasn't been a thing with
this. Oh, God, I've been sneezing a ton.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's been a few.
But... Where was I? Duluth International Airport right now is at 35 degrees.
If memory serves me, we have an election coming up here in November.
Yeah, that's true. We
okay.
do.
Okay. Well, there's a new poll out.
Okay.
How close was Aaron Rodgers to being a vice presidential candidate in this election? Well, we may never know the answer. It was RFK Jr. who was
right.
eyeing old Aaron up there. One thing is for sure, Americans love to speculate about celebrities running for office. Now, according to a brand new poll, the country is apparently most interesting in seeing this particular celebrity. He has been voted number one they want in the White House. They've taken a survey of 2,000 Americans conducted by Talker Research on behalf of Study Finds, found that many people are intrigued by the idea of this particular celebrity running for office, with 15% declaring their support for this Academy Award winner. I mean, he's won an Oscar.
Academy Award
what
winner.
What could go wrong?
Matthew McConaughey?
So.
No.
Well, we're going to go over the top 10.
Okay.
And McConaughey is one who's actually, I don't know, serious. I mean, he was broaching the idea of Texas governor for like 5 minutes.
Yep.
Okay, well, there are plenty of celebs out there that the public doesn't want anywhere near 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I can't imagine who. At the bottom of the poll, Jake and Logan Paul. Nobody wants to see those guys in office.
Unbelievable.
Me, I don't know. Also, one in three Americans said they're uninterested in voting for any celebrity.
I'll second that one.
Well, it depends on the person. Researchers note that it wasn't because of lack of choice, as the survey examined the political chances of roughly 40 popular actors and celebrities, ranging from Beyonce and Jennifer Aniston to Ryan Reynolds and Elon Musk.
Why, and why?
So there you go. While running a celebrity as your party's presidential candidate might seem like a good idea on its face, the results of the polls show that it might not get you all the way to election day. According to the survey, only 28% of Americans are at least somewhat more likely to vote for a celebrity if they ran for president.
Okay.
Just 13% saying they are much more likely. Still, it's a close one, 13%. That can be a big number.
13% said they're much more likely to vote if it's a
celebrity.
13% of the population.
13%. However, overwhelming 52% claim it wouldn't affect their vote at all. And 21% believe it would make them less likely to vote if the person was a celebrity.
I think that's me.
No matter how great an idea or platform or whatever they have. So here we go. This is the study. The top 10 celebrities America would want to see run for president. Number 10, Mark Cuban.
Yeah, well, and he's bandied about the idea.
Has he really?
Of running
I thought they were
And is
kidding.
He a celebrity or is he a businessman?
Oh, he's made himself a celebrity.
Well, I get
no
it.
No question.
I get it.
But
you know,
the fact that he is a businessman would make him somewhat attractive.
I guess it would be the same sort of scenario as Donald Trump, right? He's a businessman who became a celebrity.
And I'm sure Cuban appreciates you making that comparison.
Well, I'm just saying that's what it is.
Yeah, I know. But he is definitely, he's made it. I think he wanted celebrity over businessman, if you ask me, the way he's conducting himself.
Yeah, but he's still a businessman.
He's still a businessman and a damn successful one.
You know, there are a lot of very colorful businessmen, you know.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jerry Jones, you know, that's a...
Mm-hmm.
That guy loves his celebrity, too.
Number 9, Elon Musk.
Again, same scenario.
Yeah.
businessman entrepreneur that became a celebrity.
Number 8, Bill Gates.
Same thing.
We're not to really any real stars yet. So again, these are the top 10 celebrities America wants to see running for president. Number 7, Matthew McConaughey.
All right, now we're into celebrity territory.
Number 6, always on the list, Oprah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Oprah's always going to be a thing, I guess. I mean, no matter what she's doing, but I don't know. I would probably vote for Oprah over George Clooney. That's who's at number 5.
I'm sure I would. I think I'd take
Clooney over Oprah.
Yeah, I guess I would. I'd take Oprah over Clooney.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 4, he's always on the list. He was number 1 for the longest time and actually seemed like he was kind of thinking about it. But if you've seen him recently at 93, Clint's probably in no shape too. Well, maybe he is. I don't know. They posted that picture of him lately at some event, and he's showing his 93 years.
Well, he was the mayor of Carmel. Remember? Yeah. And he already was a politician.
And he was an outspoken Republican and everything, and he's been very involved. But I don't know. I mean, he's older than Biden. Let's think about that for a second. Number 3, who wouldn't want to see Tom Hanks as president?
Me. I don't want to see him as president.
Splash was a long time ago. We need to move on.
You know who else doesn't want to see Tom Hanks as president? Tom Hanks.
Probably Tom Hanks. Top 10 celebrities Americans want to see in the White House. Number 2, if he's not number 1, he's going to be number 2, The Rock. And again, that's been bandied about for decades.
Again, why? What does he bring to the table?
Because everybody likes The Rock.
Well, so what?
Yeah. Some of us live here in the real world, right?
Yeah.
That brings us to number 1, according to this poll, the number 1 celebrity people want to see run the country. Academy Award winner. Any guesses?
Academy Award winner.
Everybody likes him. When he's on, he's as good as anybody on the big screen.
I don't know. I can't think of who that might be.
Really?
It's strange, but I don't know.
Well, the overwhelming amount of Americans wish to see a second President Washington in the White House.
Oh, Denzel.
Denzel.
For office?
Number 1.
What? Again.
Damn it. I want Denzel.
He is great. He's great. I mean, he is, but.
What do we know about him as a politician?
He's an actor.
I mean, of course, what do we know about any? I mean, yeah, there's a few, like Clint has been out there involved in politics.
And again, Denzel Washington is probably saying, what? Why?
Well, it'd be a bit of a 360 career-wise at this point.
I don't think he's an activist, is he? I don't think he's anything.
Maybe that works in his favor.
Well, maybe
that's
it does.
Why everyone likes Denzel.
Well, generally speaking, and when I say activist, I'm not picking any side of the spectrum. I'm talking about somebody who is active in community and
as Clint has been, you know, as McConaughey has been.
You know, and even probably Tom Hanks has done some of that. I don't hear about Denzel doing.
Well, again, maybe that's what's working in his favor, because let's face it, the last thing we ever want to hear celebrities talk about is politics.
Yes, but you do want a public servant. You do want somebody who has demonstrated, you know, being an active member of the community, right? I mean, that you do want somebody that's a public servant. That's why they're in that position.
What was Denzel's last really good movie? Was it Training Day? Or?
Is this
or the one where he's blind and kills everybody?
He did Equalizer 3.
Oh, I said good movie.
Which was good. You didn't see it?
No, I didn't.
You haven't seen any of the Equalizers.
I haven't seen any of them.
They're actually really good. You'd enjoy them.
Well, okay.
I like the Equalizer movies.
If it inches him closer to that nomination, by God, I'll go.
No.
There we go. Top 10 celebrities Americans want in the White House. Number 1, Denzel. It is 6:35 on the train wreck.